IS-183 is a nonprofit community art school encouraging people of all ages, means, and skill levels to enrich their lives through hands-on experience in the visual arts. In the summer of 1991, IS-183 Art School opened its doors in what continues to be its historic landmark home, Citizens Hall in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. Their annual gala will take place this Saturday, March 31st. The theme for this year is Buckaroo Bollywood Ball. I love saying that. And the proceeds benefit IS-183's after-school outreach program, Learning Through Arts. Here to tell us more about the school and the event is IS-183's Executive Director, Hope Sullivan. Hope, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
It is a delight. Give us a sense of what it is that you do in the sense of filling in the cracks and the breaks where people do not get this education otherwise.
Well, IS-183 Art School is the only art school in the Berkshire region in Western Massachusetts. And what we provide to our community, which is across the county, is opportunity for hands-on art-making experience. And the Learning Through Arts program, which our upcoming gala supports, we actually go directly into schools. So we're in 16 schools, public and private, serving 300 kids a week. And that's an opportunity for hands-on engagement they wouldn't otherwise have.
And that hands-on engagement is so important. I mean, that's where it's all out, right?
Absolutely. I mean, what I like to think of our program as doing is really we're teaching creativity. So whether the child is going to become the next Picasso or not, that's not what we're about. What we're about is giving them an opportunity to take risks, to try something new, to realize that what their goal is unique work. And so whatever they accomplish, they can take pride in. And that's something that our program is very successful at. And actually, one thing that many of your listeners may not realize about Learning Through Arts is that it's an original curriculum that we developed. And in addition to the wonderful works of art that the kids are creating, that the opportunity to get messy and be creative, they are also reinforcing academic curriculum goals, what's taught in class. Mm. So we actually work with administrators and teachers to make sure that we are reinforcing the hard work that they do during the school day.
Can you teach creativity?
You can encourage it. You can provide the environment to learn and to flourish with it. And I think everyone, especially children, you can see it, but even in adults, has a desire to express themselves mm-hmm. and to try new things. And we squash that a bit by through tests, through rigorous or through the rigor that education can take. And this is a way to really allow people to flourish and to try something new. So I think everyone is inherently creative. It's about providing an opportunity for that to flourish.
And that opportunity often is just taking away those boundaries, right? Just taking everything away and saying, here you go, here are the tools, now go play.
Right, absolutely. I mean, it's a very fun, art is fun, fundamentally. And creativity and creative thinking is fundamental to our society. The thing that makes us great, the cultural organizations, that's about people expressing themselves. That's something we all want to be able to see and to experience. This is a way to actually try your hand at it and to find that you have your own creativity within yourself, your own unique voice.
I hear from so many people that send us emails and let us know about various meetings that are happening in the communities. And one of the things that has happened in this economy, and certainly it's cyclical and it's happened before and I'm sure it'll happen again. But we see positions in our schools with the arts and library sciences being cut. Those positions of where there used to be maybe three art teachers, now there's one. Mm-hmm. So in some small way, do you even try to pick up the slack for that with a realization of what's going on in the schools, or do you just have to run your own race?
It's a little bit of both. I mean, we absolutely are aware of what is happening in the schools. We spend a lot of time doing outreach to administrators and to teachers, the classroom teachers and art teachers, of course, to find out what they're doing, what their challenges are, how we can complement what they're striving to achieve in the classroom. And all of the teachers in our schools are truly challenged. I mean, they have so little time with the kids. They're cycling through at a rate of speed, which is mind-boggling. 500 kids over the course of a week in 40-minute blocks, it's hard to even imagine how they keep their energy up, how they have amazing, interesting.
Be creative and hurry up.
Yeah. And now clean up. Come on. So we have the luxury of time. We have an hour and a half with these kids after school once a week over the course of the academic year. They can really explore. They can have fun. They can do unique work, which is something that's tough to do as well if you only have 40 minutes with the kids, and that's set up and clean up, and you want them to create something and learn some new techniques. Mm-hmm. So we have a luxury that they don't get to take advantage of. And so in that way, we do our own separate enterprise, but very much in the spirit of collaboration.
Of course, arts is a huge word. So how do you define it? When we're talking about learning through arts, what disciplines are you focused on most?
Well, IS-183 is a visual arts school. So we teach a wide range of media, from painting and drawing to ceramics, sculpture, collage, photography, experimental animation. I mean, it's a huge long list of media that are part of the core of what we are and what we offer. I mean, the core of what we do is that we offer classes, workshops, intensives, camps, and these after-school programs to our community over the course of the year. And we serve about 2,500 people each year doing so. And it's a wide range of media. But because we're an art school and because education is core to what we do, we also collaborate with all of the other cultural leaders in our area to try and bring a rich, broad art experience. So this summer, for example, we're collaborating with Word by Word Festival in Pittsfield to integrate spoken word into our arts curriculum and thereby provide a richer experience for the kids that we work with.
So the Learning Through Arts program is the outreach program, and your gala, the proceeds from the gala will go to that program to help fund it. It's Saturday, March 31st, and the theme is the Buckaroo Bollywood Ball. Lovely to say. So how did that come about, and what is it?
Well, each year IS-183 has a gala, which is unlike any other event that probably any of your listeners have been to. They are not your standard rubber chicken gala affairs.
Well, thank God.
Yes. I mean, it's truly astounding. I have a huge sense of pride every time I walk into one of the events. And every element of our party is creative. And it's an amazing opportunity for many members of our community to get involved and express their own creativity. So from the food, which is a collaboration of seven different chefs that's being led by Brian Alberg of the Red Lion Inn and Kate Baldwin of Kate Baldwin Catering, they've curated this amazing meal. And then we have the decorating team that have been hard at work for a couple of months already, and they're installing this week huge installation art pieces which are going to create the environment for this event. And even the attendees. So we'll have 300 plus people at this party, and certainly your listeners are encouraged to attend as well.
Yes.
And many of our attendees come in costume. So the theme each year is meant to inspire creativity, from perhaps an accessory to outrageous costumes that people spend months assembling. I don't even know where they get the stuff that they pull off. But it's amazing it's a multi-generational cross walks of life event. It brings together sort of everybody. It's a wide swath of our community, and it's a wonderful way to support the Learning Through Arts program.
So Buckaroo Bollywood means what?
It can mean whatever you'd like it to.
Okay.
Buckaroo Bollywood, we interpret it as Eastern meets West, Wild West. We have a blog site that our committee put up called BuckarooBollywoodBall.com. And on there are suggestions for costume and the ways that various people interpret the theme. But really, it's open to anyone's interpretation, however you would like to use it to inspire yourself, from Texan formal. I mean, there'll be people in dungarees and there'll be people in tuxedos. It's really the whole range of party goer will be there.
So there's people in the world who will read that and say, we want you to interpret it the way you want to interpret it. And there's some people who will take that and run with it. And there's other people that need that structure and say, no, I need to know what you want me to wear. Do you find that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And helping our participants, our attendees, feel comfortable is certainly part of the committee's job. So earlier this year, right at the beginning of the year, a group of volunteers made a publicity video, and they all dressed up and strutted around. We made this amazing fashion shoot film, and that's on the blog site to give people an idea of what they can wear. But really, it's anything goes. So you're welcome to come in cocktail attire, formal dinner attire, or anything that you like. It's wide open. We encourage creativity, and this is an easy way to ease yourself into that process.
It's the Buckaroo Bollywood Ball, and again, the website is BuckarooBollywoodBall.com. www.theartschool.com. And then once you go, you will continue the theme there.
Absolutely. From the decorations to the menu that's been created to other fun things that will be happening over the course of the event. It's a fully themed affair. It's like walking into an installation art project, except for you're part of it.
And there will be art created on the scene.
Yep, there's art created on the scene. And there's many things being installed this week, actually. The decorating team has been hard at work, from 14-foot elephants to a number of other interesting things that I've been privy to so far, but I won't give it away. Something worth seeing. It's astounding when you walk in.
Is this all at Citizens Hall, or where are you doing?
Nope, it's actually right up the road on Route 183 at, it's called the Interlaken Estate now. It's former DeSisto School.
Yeah.
And so that's where the party is being held this year. Dinner starts at 6 and the dance party is at 9 o'clock. And there are tickets available at each level at is183.org or by calling our office 413-298-5252, extension 100.
Okay. Now, let me give the information out again, and I'll let Hope give the phone number because I don't have it in front of me, and she did it really, really well. BuckarooBollywoodBall.com to check out the blog, BuckarooBollywoodBall.com, or go to is183.org, is183.org, which I assume all the telephone numbers are there as well.
Absolutely.
is183.org. But if you do want to call the phone number,
413-298-5252, extension 100.
Excellent. And it's happening this Saturday, March 31st, the Buckaroo Bollywood Ball, is183.org for more information. Hope Sullivan is the executive director of IS183. Hope, we first of all congratulate you on all the great work that you've done in the community. And thank you very much for being with us. And best of luck with the ball on Saturday night.
Thank you very much.
Excellent. Again, is183.org for more information. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.